You're listening to SBS News.
The last time England was in a World Cup semi-final, 17 of the 23 players in their present squad weren't even born. Yet, taking on Croatia at the Luzhniki Stadium in Moscow, the strains of God Save the Queen had barely finished before they looked like they truly belonged on football's huge stage. Dele Alli won a free kick inside the first 5 minutes of play. We'll let SBS Radio's English language call of the game tell the story of what happened next.
Trippier is going to take this. And we're just about ready. Trippier does take it. Oh! It's set in the back of the net and England has an early lead. Extraordinary stuff. Kieran Trippier has stood and delivered in the opening stages.
Wing-back Kieran Trippier curling the ball over the Croatian wall and into the top right-hand corner of the goal. 1-0 England. It set the tone for a first half where Croatia were below their best, unable to establish their usual stylish game in attack, and there was precious little support for their captain, Luka Modric. The usefulness of England's midfield and the speed of Raheem Sterling making England always dangerous on the counter-attack. But there were no further goals in the half. However, after half-time, the game began to change. Croatia began to get more of the attacks, almost by default. Slowly, there was more support for Modric, who began drifting further forward, with Croatia's players in the wider areas of the field playing better. Appropriately, that culminated in this in the 68th minute, best described by SBS Radio's Croatian commentary. A well-hit cross by Croatian right full-back Sime Versalko, put in for a goal by a brilliant finish by Ivan Perisic. The score now 1-1, and as good as the Croatian goal was, England had no doubt let Croatia back into the game. The Croatian surge continuing as the second half went on, but they couldn't find a second goal, and to extra time the match went, with both sides going to their substitutes bench to try and find an edge with fresh players. The Croatians were playing their third consecutive extra time match, but remarkably, they required fewer fresh players than the English and kept control of the game as the first 15-minute extra session came to a close. And, slightly more than 3 minutes after the start of the second period of extra time, a memory Croatians the world over will never forget. Here's how SBS Radio's Croatian commentary called it.
Za Rakitića lijevo, Rakitić za Pivarića, Pivarić ubacuje na prvu vratnicu, to Stones nam opet blokira, Mandžukić u prilici, gol! Mario! Mario Mandžukić!
Striker Mario Mandžukić providing one of football's classic moments. He had played poorly to this point. Yet, in a key moment, he worked free of the guard of England defender John Stones to recover a Perisic header, then sweep it past England goalkeeper Jordan Pickford with his left foot. 2-1 Croatia in the 109th minute, and there the score stayed until the final whistle. This is what qualifying for your first ever World Cup final sounds like in Croatian.
Može sad ići kontra napad, tako je. Prekida sve, Čakir, Hrvatska je u finalu svjetskog prvenstva. Nije san, poštovani slušatelji. Hrvatska je u finalu.
The pandemonium on SBS Radio's Croatian broadcast, well worth it. Croatia, a nation of barely 4 million people, only formally independent in its current form since 1991, is in the World Cup final. It's the smallest nation to make world sports showpiece match since Uruguay in 1950. It's a remarkable feat, yet a fitting fate for a country that has overachieved, relative to its size, in international football since its conception. Croatian coach Zlatko Dalic says no player of his wanted to come off the field when he was making changes late in the match, despite the fact the team was playing their third extra time match in a row. He's paid tribute to his team's strength, both physical and mental, saying it's representative of Croatians as a whole.
They've shown character when we started our preparations 6 weeks ago. I insisted on that in particular, and I said it publicly. I cannot teach these players football. They play fantastic football. I'm in charge of some other things. And this is what they've accepted. Initially, maybe on their part there was not full trust and confidence in that, but as the tournament progressed, they've gained confidence. They are stronger than I am in terms of mentality, psychological strength. I said this tournament will be won by a team with character who execute on the pitch what their coach tells them. Others are already home. We were 1-0 down in 3 games in a row. And we overturned all these. We've shown character. We've done that today in extra time. And on top of all the footballing qualities, they've shown character. We are a nation of people who never give in, who are proud and who have character.
On the other side of the ledger, it can be said that football, as they say, is not coming home. For now. For England, defeat in this semi-final brings the obvious disappointment. But Captain Harry Kane says it's a disappointment mixed with pride at their vastly improved showing in what's universally considered to be a new era for a young national side.
We're proud of what we've achieved, but we want more. And obviously, we wanted more today. And we're sad we couldn't give the fans here and back home a final. But look, we have to dust ourselves down and be proud of what we've achieved and then go again in a couple of years.
The third place playoff awaits in St Petersburg on Sunday against Belgium for England. For Croatia, a chance now awaits at sport's greatest prize. They'll return to Moscow's Luzhniki Stadium on Monday to play France in the World Cup final. To be world champions is every nation's dream. For these two, it's now a dream just one game away from being reality. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.